Hi, dear colleagues. I'm Dr. Samazar Atiyan Najat Davani, attending professor of cardiovascular surgery department and dean of faculty of heart and lung transplantation, full professor of Iran University of Medical Science and Healthcare Services. I'm going to show you how to perform redo operation in patients with previous mitral valve replacement and aortic valve replacement coming with paravalvular leakage and ascending aortoaneurysm. As you can see, innominate artery cannulated via tubular graft number 8 and venous cannulation after re-entrance into the chest within the redo sternotomy via right atrium. After separating all of the adhesions impeding the right ventricular injury, you can see that paravalvular leakage via standard guard groove opening controlled with three separated plagiated stitches, as well ascending aorta replacement performed with preservation of previous mechanical valve with anastomosis of tubular graft with adjustable size and adequate and suitable size into the swing cuff of previous valve. Distal anastomosis performed into the hemoarch and patient after de-airing, the declamping performed and veins from mechanical circulatory support our cardiopulmonary bypass without any usage of intra-aortic balloon pump or etc. or mechanical circulatory support devices for LV as a result of this complicated operation. So patient transferred to ICU with low dosage of inotropes. This is an interesting case and scenario that you can manage patients with PVL and as well as simultaneous mutual concomitant ascending aortic aneurysm and paying attention to important connotations which are mentioned during the video. Really appreciate you. I've enjoyed this video.